Daniel Penny is going to have a Merry Christmas. Philip J., fill in the details.
Found not guilty on the lesser charge this morning by a New York jury of criminal negligent homicide. So after the manslaughter charge was thrown out last Friday when the jurors were deadlocked and could not reach a unanimous verdict, judge said, go handle the, or go decide now, deliberate, decide on the lesser charge, which was negligent homicide, and the jury has found him not guilty on that. So, an acquittal.
So, and bottom line is this case is over.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the head scratcher. They were deadlocked on the more serious charge, and when the judge says, well, right, look, we're going to toss that then. Mm-hmm. Look at the lower charge. The lesser charge. Yep. And they unanimously found in Daniel Penny's...
Well, I don't know if they've unanimously found him. He's just been found not guilty.
Well, so that's what a jury has... Or rather, a jury has to find you... Yeah.
Yeah.
They were not deadlocked. So he was cleared by a jury. Not guilty.
And I'm hopeful that jurors... And this is going to be difficult because jurors... This was such a charged case. Are jurors going to want to avoid interviews after the verdict is done? Are we going to get any understanding about what the count was? Was there more than one juror that did not believe in the manslaughter charge rather than just a single holdout? You know, I mean, they could have had two or three or four holdouts.
That's what makes me wonder if it was
just... We don't know that yet.
...was just a holdout who was getting on people's nerves.
Because, like, if you just pointed out...
himself or herself.
The jurors found him not guilty on the lesser charge... That's entirely possible that there could have been several jurors that also felt that there was no way it lived up to the manslaughter standard either, and that you had more than one person holding out last Friday
but
on the more serious charge.
The bottom line here is Daniel Penny, the ex-Marine who saved people from a mentally ill, drug-addled... subway passenger who was going nuts on the subway saying somebody's going to die today, frightening them. He intervenes to protect them. He has been cleared. That is welcome news indeed. So, speaking of results, the results of your social media sweep this morning...
Big story that we were hitting on as the show was starting to end Friday is the Daniel Penny trial in New York City. The social media sweep sponsored by Muckleshoot Casino Resort. And the jury was telling the judge that they were essentially deadlocked, that they could not agree on a verdict for the most serious charge, the manslaughter charge. I think at that point when you were on the air Friday before 9 o'clock, the judge said, go back, keep working. Keep trying to reach a verdict by the end of the day Friday. They still had not gotten any further. The judge ultimately on Friday ended up throwing out the most serious charge, the manslaughter charge.
Daniel Penny trial. He is expected back in court today as the jury decides his fate, now deliberating on the second lesser charge.
And this after the judge presiding over the case tossed out the manslaughter charge in this case.
That's a report from WYNW in New York.
Now, you know what the judge should have done? Because the judge is really showing the bias here. This, again, is a completely groundless criminal complaint against Daniel Penny. Mm-hmm. The only reason it exists is that the prosecution made it racial. Because Daniel Penny is white. And
I wanted to ask,
And the man he was restraining was black.
Right, Jordan Neely.
So they're trying to make it about race. It wasn't about race. It was about Jordan Neely... with long-time drug and mental health problems and a long criminal record, was going crazy on a subway.
Did you come across any reports about the trial that the prosecution called witnesses, what we'd call character witnesses, about Daniel Penny that said, you know what, I was around Daniel Penny and he used racially insensitive or racially charged language? I mean, from Daniel Penny's service in the military days, did the prosecution bring any witnesses?
No, because there are none.
To that fact?
And don't think they weren't looking for it. They were looking for it and they didn't have it.
So if that was part of their motivation for bringing this charge anyway, that this was somehow racially charged, how come they couldn't find anybody in Daniel Penny's life that had an experience where Daniel Penny said something that would have resulted in testimony to that end in court.
Was there a pattern of him going, getting out of hand, getting out of line, going to extremes when it came to, you know, dealing with troublemakers?
Yeah.
You know, is this the kind of guy who runs out looking for trouble so he can say he was stopping it? No.
I've read a bunch of reports about this trial. I have not seen anything that relates to testimony of that nature. And then you've got the DA, Alvin Bragg, who apparently wanted to prosecute this case to placate a vocal but tiny group of activists rather than actually examining a system that betrayed Jordan Neely.
That's because Alvin Bragg is on the side of those extremists.
Like Alvin Bragg and Democrats, they can't look at the failed government systems that they've created. They won't look at themselves, so they need to focus that blame anywhere else but themselves. And that's what really compounds this tragedy of Jordan Neely's death.
So anyway, the Daniel Penny case should be dismissed, and the judge could have done that. So we got to wait through another day and let's see whether the jury remains deadlocked or not. If Daniel Penny is found guilty, it's going to be appealed and Daniel Penny is going to prevail. But it's just outrageous it even has come to that.